Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for logging on to this edition of the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. This week you'll hear an excerpt from In Christ, All Things Are Possible, a lecture delivered on October 3rd, 1981 at Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago. Here the minister addresses the members of street organizations, defining their responsibility to the community.
And now, to the young brothers and sisters of Chicago who are in the gangs, as they call them gangs, anything that black people organize is a gang. But young black people realize more than old black people that in order to be successful, you gotta be organized. Please just let me finish this point and we'll all go on. Our young brothers and sisters that are in what you call the gangs, they're a very strange breed. Parents, you've never seen anything like your children before. They're a different breed. And you know why they're different? Because they represent the age of fulfillment, and you represent the age of hope. You've always hoped for freedom, hoped that one day you'd be delivered. Your children are born to bring into reality what you hope for. And as fulfillment don't look nothing like hope, your children are from you, but they don't really spiritually resemble anything like you. You can't get them to go to school, because they know the white man's school is a failure. You can't drag them to church, because they've had enough of that. They're out in the street waiting for the call. They are warriors. Look at the name they call themselves, the warlords. What do the warlords know that you don't know, that Reagan knows? Reagan knows it's the time of war. The warlords know that it got to be war in order to get what rightfully belonged to you. Listen good now. El Rukun. Do you know what that means? El Rukun means the corner. And the stone at Mecca, which is called the corner stone, is El Rukun. And that corner stone is a black stone. And that black stone represents the Muhammad of the Holy Quran, who would come up from the dead in the last day. But that stone is a righteous stone. But it's a stone of stumbling. Disciples, look at the name, the disciples. A disciple is one who has disciplined himself to the order of a superior. The village vice lords. See the word lord? A lord is a ruler. Jesus was the Lord, but when he leaves in charge a vice lord. A lord that's under him. Look at it, brother. All the terms are there, but the actions need to be brought up to where they should be. Now, what the white man wants to see is village vice lords and the warlords and the El Rukun and the disciples kill each other. They will put people among us to foment gang warfare. Beloved black brother and sister, let us not do this. Let us not let one brother kill another brother. Sisters, these brothers of the Elrukan, the disciples, the warlords, the village vice lords, they are the hope of the entire black community. All they need is guidance from the cornerstone. Guidance from the Lord. From the Lord to the vice lord. From the cornerstone to the Elrukan. Because they make up the corner. They need the master to teach the disciples. And when that happens, you find the warlords, the vice lords, the Elrukan, and the disciples forming an army of protection for the black community. You see, our elderly in here, yes, our elderly should be able to walk the streets at night.
Right.
Without fear for their life.
Right.
It's the duty of a warlord.
Right.
It's the duty of an Elrukan. It's the duty of a disciple to look after mother, look after father, and make sure that they're safe, like man and woman. So when you see the elderly walking, go on, young warlord, and take mother by the hand and make her to know you're not there to steal her pocketbook. Tell her, mother, let me help you. And make sure she gets in safe.
Yes, sir.
That's what a warlord does.
That's right.
Because the enemies have made war on the black community.
That's right.
And they want us to make war on each other. They would love to see Bilalians or the members of the American Muslim Mission and followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and other Muslims break out into war. They don't love Islam. They hate Islam. And they would love to see one Muslim cancel out another, one Hebrew cancel out another, one Moorish scientist cancel out another, one gang cancel out another. Then the white man makes it his turf, and he stays the master of the turf. But look, God has come to give you the kingdom. And that's what white folks know. They know that their time to rule you is over. They know that the only way they can kill these youth, keep them in drugs. And their spirit of war, make them fight and kill each other. Look at the way they walk. Walk like warriors. Look in their faces, they're hard and tough. Because the times are hard and tough and don't need no sissy.
That's right. That's right.
That's time need tough men and tough women.
Right.
Everybody can't be a doctor.
Right.
You didn't want to be a doctor, go be one. You didn't want to be a lawyer, go be one. You didn't want to be a teacher and a scientist and an engineer, you go be that.
Right.
But there's some of us who want a soldier.
Right.
There's some of us who just want to be warriors to protect our society, to make sure that no enemy comes in and breaks our peace. And that's why these brothers are valuable. So brothers, sisters, take the message back. Let no more black men shed the blood of black men for no reason at all. Brothers, sisters, let's cut it out. Because if we stop killing each other, we'll force the white man to stop killing us. Check it out. We fall in love with each other. Whitey can't get in. Police gotta act like they got sense because we are a community. And if he affect one of us, all of us respond, then he'll think twice before he affects one of us, huh? Think about it, black man. Think about it, black woman. Just because white folks condemn our youth, don't you stop. We ought to get the gangs off the streets. We just call the police on them, get them out of here. They're just young tubs. I'm afraid to walk the street. Yes, I know how you feel. But they're young and they're tough because they're born to fight. They just don't have the general. The general. To show them who to fight. And then when to fight. And then to train the right hand and keep it cocked. And when it's time to throw it, knock the hell out the enemy in the name of God. Come on, black man. Come on, black woman. Don't you say it ain't possible. All things are possible in Christ. You want to build a school? I watched Elijah Muhammad set up 46 independent schools. I know it can be done. Come on, black man, let's do it again. You want to fly your own planes? Don't say it's impossible. I saw him do it and buy an airport, and we had jets and Constellation planes, and we're already negotiating with the air carriers of America for a fleet of jet planes. Don't say it ain't possible. He did it. We can do it again. Don't say it's impossible to enter into international trade and commerce. We did it. He showed us how to do it. Come on, black man, let's do it again. For in Christ, there is no impossible. You can accomplish what you will. What do you want? Africa want to trade. They're waiting on you. Get up out the mud. Clean up your act. And let's tell Nigeria, we know America need the oil, but why don't you deal with America through us? We your black brother. Deal with America through us. Make us the agent of your oil. And then we get something off the top to build a black man up to set up our own institution. You admit, white folks, you ain't got nothing more for us to do than we gotta go for ourselves. Come on, black man, let's go for ourselves. All things are possible. Do you believe we can do it? How many of you know that we can do it? We can do it. All things are possible in Christ. Thank you for listening as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. Next week's podcast will be an excerpt from the 2001 Hip Hop Summit in New York City. To purchase today's lecture in its entirety, go to store.finalcall.com. And remember to log on to the website of the most widely circulated black newspaper in the country for all of your news and information. The Final Call at finalcall.com.